This is Wazza FM with the latest news.
Les news tout de suite avec Gaurush Naiko. Gaurush, bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Vuarshani. Good evening to all the listeners. The Ministry of Civil Service officially went paperless. Over 320,000 documents have been digitized and more than 200 officers were trained. Launched as a pilot project in July, the electronic document management system software promises a digital transformation of the civil service, greater efficiency in document management, as well as secure storage and transparent sharing of information between ministries and departments. This digitalization project is supported by the UNDP and the Japanese embassy. Financial Crimes Commission speaking at meeting of the MSM regional in Mardalbert yesterday. Pravin Jugnauth commented on to Naveen Ramgoolam's allegation, and I quote, ministers would have met judges, end of quotation, following the election petitions affair. Referring to the new bill, the MSM leader is surprised that the Bar Council was requesting an urgent meeting with the Attorney General. In addition, Pravin Jugnauth referred to the PTR MMM PMSD Alliance's four-year relentless pursuit to prove that the government would have arranged the 2019 elections. Health news now. The number of COVID-19 cases recorded daily is on the rise. Last week, the number of cases officially recorded was 154, but according to well-informed sources, the number is much more higher. The Minister of Health attributed this increase due to the heat and high level of humidity in the air. This phenomenon is caused, he said, by a greater circulation of viruses, including the COVID-19 virus. The minister also stressed the importance of immunity, hence the need for vaccination. Kailesh Jagatpal was speaking to members of the press at the launch of the stroke unit at the Victoria Hospital yesterday. On the other hand, an oppressive heat is being felt in different regions of the country at the moment. This is due to the wind blowing from the east and northeast, according to the Met Services. An easterly wind always brings more humidity, which stresses the feeling of heat. With regard to cyclonic formations for the summer of 2023-2024, some low-pressure areas have formed, and near Agalega, and their development is being closely monitored by the Met Services. In this period of festivities, the Ministry of Commerce and Consumer Protection reminds members of the public of the key regulatory requirements. All toys must strictly comply with safety and security standards and regulations enforced before importation. At the same time, the public is advised not to buy toys without warning signs. The Mauritius Post Limited provides a special service for the end of year period. Several post offices will remain exceptionally open this weekend. This is due to an overload of parcels to be sent and to be received. Tomorrow, post offices will remain open from midday to 2 in the afternoon and on Sunday from 9 to 11 in the morning, and this concerns 5 post offices only. While the news now, Beijing rush hour metro collision leaves more than 100 people with fractures. The rear-end collision happened in the Chinese capital, which has been hit by snowstorms in recent days. The accident on the Beijing metro left 102 people with injuries after a rear-end collision on an above-ground section of tracks, according to the media. The Chinese capital, where such incidents are rare, has been hit by snowstorms in recent days, affecting operating conditions and resulting in transport delays across the country. War in Ukraine. Japan steps up sanctions against Moscow. Japan has announced a new sanction against Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine, targeting some 60 companies and organizations in Russia and a handful of other countries. Tokyo has added 57 organizations in Russia and 6 in countries such as the United Arab Emirates to its sanctions list. The weather news now.
Wazza FM. Weather.
A light wind is blowing over our region, mainly fair weather tonight and tomorrow morning as well. Temporary cloud developments are expected in the afternoon over the western part of the island. Elsewhere, the weather will remain fair. And sunrise tomorrow morning at 24 past 5. Well, that's all for the news updates for now. I thank you for your attention. The rest of the show with Ashani.